Now it says the same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. The man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. He just comes out in the open now. He was a man of means, a man of influence. And he took it down, the body of Jesus. He wrapped it in linen, laid it in a sepulcher that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. Now, the question, of course, arises today, where was that tomb, or where is that tomb? And there are two places that are pointed out. Of course, the Roman Catholic Church has built a church over one. The other one is outside the city wall, and it is a tomb. I personally, and would you hear me carefully, I do not believe that either one is the one that Jesus was buried in. And I can tell you why. There were several that so hated Christ and Christianity that they would attempt to remove every vestige of any reminder of him. And certainly, a man like Titus, who actually plowed up the city of Jerusalem, and Justin the apostate, and there were others, so that down through the centuries, all of that disappeared. And I'm of the opinion that we don't know the exact spot, but I do think the garden tomb is in the area, and it just happens to be one there that was not destroyed. The one I'm sure the Lord was in was destroyed. And God wanted us to do that. And you know why? And don't say that just one class of people would worship it and make it a fetish. A Protestant would do the same thing. When I was back there with a group, one member of our party, a lady, went into this garden tomb, got down on her all fours, and just began to kiss the bottom of that tomb and began to weep and howl. Well, may I say to you, there's no value in that. To begin with, that's apparently not the tomb he was buried in. So what? It's not the fact he was buried there that lends any value to it at all, even if we did have the right one. The value is in the one who's at God's right hand today, my living Savior, friends. That's where the value is, and let's turn our attention there. We need to recognize that, by the way. And so we find here, and that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. That is, the Sabbath day coming up. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, how his body was laid. Now the Sabbath drew near. In other words, it probably was Friday. I don't want to enter into that either, because the Bible doesn't say Jesus died for our sins on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. Jesus died for our sins. And then, now let's not waste our time arguing about the day, but I would think that since it says the Sabbath drew on, which would be Saturday, and it came on at sundown, that it means that this was on a Friday. But I'm not prepared to argue that with you. I don't think that's the essential thing here after all. Now, and the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulcher, and how his body was laid. In other words, it was not a finished burial. That is, they should have wrapped the linen around the body and make a mummy out of him. We'll see that actually that's what Nicodemus and Joseph did. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. So they spent the Sabbath day not coming to the tomb. And during that time, why, we have here the spices they had prepared. And who wasted their spices? Mary put them on the Lord Jesus yonder in the home in Bethany. She got them on his body. These women never did get their spices on him at all, because he was out of that tomb.